example of a leader.
Always. Okay.
What's these last 24 hours been like for you? And I mean, I'm sure you have some mixed feelings after working with Juan the last few months, but also a good opportunity for you.
You know, me and Juan had a great relationship, and to come in this morning and find out, it hadn't been 24 hours, it's actually been about 10, to find out, you know, he's a great guy, he's a great coach, he works hard. We had a great relationship as a staff, you know, and that's going to be sorely missed. But for us in this business we chose, you know, we got to move on and try to make the best of what we can, and, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, Todd, you've held up a lot of positions, but never defensive coordinator. What type of adjustment is required to call plays, to make in-game adjustments, to do all those things you'll need to do now?
Well, I think you rely on the other coaches. As a staff, we put the game plan together, you know, and you just watch enough film and trust your instincts enough to make calls and make sure everybody's on the same page and try to take away what they're doing, but yet not expose what you're doing.
How will your defense be different from what we've seen so far?
Well, the only way it can be different is on the scoreboard. So hopefully if we come up with wins, it'll look different in all itself. In the end, you know, the main goal is to get the victory. However, we got to get it. And we're going over self-scouting right now, and we'll tweak things depending on the game we're playing that we need to tweak.
Will you make any, I mean, but any drastic changes as far as the front wide nine scheme? I mean, is that going to be staying intact? Or?
Yeah, it's staying intact. I mean, we run a wide nine. That's what we do. But game plan wise, depends on whether we do other things along with it.
How do you think your experience last year as an interim head coach kind of helped prepare you for this?
Last year probably was the biggest shock. So coming into this year, similar situation as far as it happening in season, it kind of prepares you not to get too high or too low, to just be professional and do your job. And if something happens, you're ready to do everything else also.
How has your experience as a player helped you players today? Because a lot of guys say that you're very good at simplifying things and making things very easy to understand. How's your experience as a player?
Well, you know, being a player, you can put yourself in the same situations because you've been in them. So when the guys come to you with problems and you can refer back to your playing days, you don't have to agree with them, you know, say this is why we're doing this or this is why they're doing this to you, and it just helps the relationship go a lot better.
What's your comfort level with the front seven and the guys, the linebackers, the D linemen who you haven't coached yet?
Oh, I'm extremely comfortable, and I don't think I'll coach them as a whole. I'll call the plays. Coach Washburn will coach them, you know. But at the comfort level, we get along fine.
What's your read on where the defense needs to make the most improvement?
Well, we got to finish at the end of the games. You know, we got to finish and win games. The bottom line is, when you're out there on defense, it doesn't matter what happens. When you're out there at the end of the game, you got to finish.
How would you describe Todd Bowles' defense? What do you want it to look like? What kind of brand of football do you want this group to play the next 10 games?
Well, no different than any other coach. Sound, disciplined, you know, fast, hopefully opportunistic, and get turnovers. We're playing hard. We're playing fast. The turnovers hadn't come. We're going to try to get more turnovers and keep the score down 1 point below what we have.
The decision to come here in the first place, you've spoken about it, but did it ever cross your mind that something like this could come up? Because obviously Juan wasn't in battle last year.
No, at the time me and Coach Reed talked, and me and Coach Castillo was strictly for a defensive back job.
Todd, what are the reasons you think the defensive front hasn't had as many sacks, as much pressure, and do you have plans to kind of come up with ways to do that going forward?
Well, it all depends on what you're trying to take away. You know, if it's a quick passing team, all you can do is get pressure to let them go, let it go early. You know, depending on what we have in the back or what's outside, we'll either pressure or lay back more depending on the game plan.
You have today, tomorrow, the rest of this week and the weekend until you guys reconvene, I assume on Monday. What do you need to do as far as film work, familiarizing yourself with personnel? What are these next few days going to be like for you? What do you need to prioritize?
Well, I mean, I'm very familiar with the personnel. That's not going to be a problem. Our thing is right now to go over our self-scout and see what we do well and what we don't do well and try to minimize the things we don't do well, if not get rid of them altogether. Make sure we're playing to each player's strength.
Have you reached out to a number of players to just to communicate with them and kind of get everyone on the same page early on here?
No, actually not yet. I've been in meetings all day, so I really haven't had a chance to.
If you're going to be on the field or in the booth?
We're discussing that in the next two or three days. We'll probably come up with that decision.
How do players typically react to this kind of midseason change you've been through before?
It's an adjustment. You know, the game plan adjusts every week, so I think the players, it's just another adjustment for them.
Have you talked to Juan since the move was made, and kind of what did he say to you, or what was that conversation like?
We've texted each other back and forth. You know, we've had a great relationship, like I said, and continue to have one, and I wish Juan nothing but the best. I think he's an outstanding person and outstanding coach. Bill kind of taught me how to see the whole game and the team as a whole. He always wanted me to learn more than my position. You know, the biggest thing he taught me was at the end of the game of a loss, the people that take the losses the hardest are the coaches. The players can forget about them in 2 or 3 days. The head coach has to move on and stand in front of you guys, but the defensive coaches are pissed off because they know what really happened. So you got to keep your coaches up to keep your players up.
The defense you were in for most of your pro coaching career, how much different is this system from those systems?
It's not much. I thought we did a lot more then, but a 4-3 is a 4-3, whether it's a zone scheme, a blitz scheme, or man scheme. Your four guys up front, whether the end or a 9 or a 6, is pretty much the same.
And the past few months here in Philadelphia has given you enough time to know how to operate within this system?
Yeah, like I said, the 4-3 has been around a long time. This is not a new system, you know. They put the ends a yard wider, and everybody thinks it's a new system, but it's been around for a long time.
Having played at Temple, do you kind of feel, you know, being in Philly, being from North Jersey, do you kind of have a feel for what brand of football they like here and kind of a little kinship for the fans and what they're looking for from defensive? I mean, when you were playing, you know, this is a pretty good defense, good defensive town. Do you kind of have a feel for what they like here?
Yeah, you know, they like to win, number one, you know, and they like us to get after it, and they like to see good football. And you know, these are very knowledgeable and honest fans, and they're going to let you know when you don't.
Have you decided if you want to work from upstairs or from the field?
Not yet. We're still working on that. We haven't even gotten around to it yet.
Is there a preference? I mean, I'd imagine you've thought about being a defensive coordinator in the past. And have you thought about which one is more conducive?
I've been on the field and I've been in the box. You know, in the box, you're probably a little calmer because you can't yell at anybody and nobody's going to hear you. And on the field, you have hands on the players, but the reaction steps are a lot quicker out on the field. So you got to kind of get a feel for what the rest of your coaches can do and a feel for what your players need, whether I'm up or down.
Nnamdi Asamoah should be best utilized.
He's a corner. He's best utilized mixing man and zone coverages as we have been doing. There aren't too many things as a corner that you can or can't do. You can't go into a game and say, we're going to lock him down the whole game. You play 75 snaps of man coverage, you're going to get beat 3. You play all zone coverage, you're going to get beat. So we got to continue to mix it up and make sure that the game plan is conducive not only for him but the other 10 guys.
Did the guys, like the linebackers and the linemen, did they know you? Are you going to have to kind of introduce yourself to them?
No, we all know each other. We all know each other because part of the game plan is we all have specific parts that we break down. So they'll see me, they'll see Coach Caldwell, they'll see Coach Washburn, they'll see Coach Zordich. So we all have our days where we're running the meeting room, and as much time as we're around each other, we got to know each other pretty good.
How seamless?
If it works, it's great. If it's not, don't do it.
Do you anticipate blitzing often? Do you anticipate relying on the front floor, on the front four for most of your pressure?
Hopefully, timely pressure. You know, you can't blitz too much or too little. Too much of one thing leads them to do another. So, game plan wise and schematically, that all has to fit in during the week.
Defense and not getting sacks or forcing turnovers, especially not getting sacks. What's been the main problem with this defense not doing?
Oh, it's a little bit of everything. Part of the time the ball's coming out quick. Part of the time they're max protecting. Part of the time we got to beat one-on-ones. And part of the time, coaching-wise, we got to scheme it better and help those guys get free. So, you know, we're watching the self-scouts right now. And in those reports and what we see on film, we'll try to adjust from there.
Have you been pleased with the corners this year?
They've been playing well. They covered, but you know, the main thing is not just the corners, it's all 11 guys trying to win.
You talk about the linebackers know you, the D-line knows you, obviously the D-backs know you. I mean, do you kind of anticipate this to be a really seamless kind of transition for you without any, you know, obviously your role is going to change somewhat, but to you, I mean, is your day kind of similar, your job similar?
It'll be a little different. You know, it's a little more film work because I'm expanding the game as far as the run, as far as just the pass. We watch the run as a secondary, but I don't think it'll change from their end. They're hearing the same message from a different person. I might have a different spin on it and my own ideas here and there and a few tweaks that they go through, but they'll understand exactly where we as a coaching staff are coming from and understand exactly what the game plan is as they have been.
Okay. Thanks, Todd.